It was bound up inextricably with a sense of betrayal of German honor and pathological anti-Semitism. This is what launched Hitler's political career. After recovering from his wounds, Corporal Hitler found a post in Munich. His job was to monitor organizations promoting what the army considered to be dangerous ideas: pacifism, socialism, communism, and so on. In September 1919, he was ordered to attend a meeting of one of the countless new workers' parties, which at the time was generally code for some flavor of socialism or communism. Young Hitler showed up at a meeting of the German Workers' Party, ready to dismiss it as just another left-wing fringe group. But one of the speakers was Gottfried Feder, who had impressed Hitler when he'd heard him speak previously. The title of Feder's talk that night: How and By What Means Is Capitalism to Be Eliminated? Feder was a populist ideologue who had tried to ingratiate himself with the socialist revolutionaries who briefly turned Munich into a Soviet-style commune in 1919. Like all populists, Feder was obsessed with the distinction between exploitative and productive finance. Hitler instantly recognized the potential of Feder's ideas, which would appeal to the little guy in both cities and small towns. Hitler understood that just as in America, the increasing power of big banks, corporations, and department stores fostered a sense of powerlessness among blue-collar workers, small farmers, and small business owners. While Feder's economic proposals were little better than gibberish, as is almost always the case with populist economics, they were perfect for a party seeking to exploit resentment of national elites, and particularly Jews. Rarely did a day go by that Feder didn't call Jews parasites. Although Hitler was impressed by Feder's speech, he recounts in Mein Kampf that he remained underwhelmed by the German Workers' Party, considering it just another of those groups that sprang out of the ground only to vanish silently after a time. He did take a moment to dress down an attendee who dared to suggest that Bavaria should break from Germany and join Austria, a comment that was bound to horrify a pan-German like Hitler. Hitler's tirade so impressed some of the officials at the meeting that one of them, a meek-looking fellow named Anton Drexler, stopped him as he was leaving and gave him a copy of a party pamphlet. At 5 a.m. the next morning, Hitler was lying on his cot at the barracks, watching the mice eat the breadcrumbs he usually left for them. Unable to sleep, he took out the pamphlet and read it straight through. Written by Drexler himself, entitled My Political Awakening, the autobiographical booklet revealed to Hitler that there were others who thought as he did, that his story was not unique, and that there was a ready-made ideology available for him to adopt and exploit.